Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. India to host third Voice of Global South Summit in virtual format today. Union Cabinet approves three metro rail projects for Bengaluru, Thane and Pune. Indian Medical Association calls for 24-hour nationwide strike today to protest against rape and murder of a resident doctor in Kolkata. Allahabad High Court asks Uttar Pradesh government to prepare fresh list for appointment of 69,000 assistant teachers in the state. India-Sri Lanka ferry service resumes between Nagapattinam and Kankasanthurai near Jaffna. And India to send largest ever contingent of 84 players to Paris Paralympic Games beginning 28th of this month. India will host the third Voice of Global South Summit today in virtual format. The theme of the summit is An Empowered Global South for a Sustainable Future. Briefing report is in New Delhi. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said all Global South countries have been invited to attend the summit.
This is the third edition. This will be held in virtual format, as we have done on two occasions in the past. All Global South countries have been invited.
The Global South Summit will act as a platform to expand discussions held in the previous summits on a range of complex challenges that continue to affect the world, such as conflicts, food and energy security crisis, and climate change. At the summit, the countries of the Global South would continue deliberations on challenges, priorities, and solutions for the Global South, particularly in the developmental domain. The inaugural session would be at head of state and government level and will be hosted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. India and Japan will hold third round of 2+2 dialogue in New Delhi on Tuesday to advance their strategic partnership. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs (MEA) said, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will represent India, while Japanese Defence Minister Minoru Kihara and Foreign Minister Yoko Kamikawa will attend on behalf of Japan. This meeting follows the previous two rounds held in New Delhi in 2019 and Tokyo in 2022. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 2+2 dialogue with Japan is very important for India, and this is the third one that is happening.
The third round of India-Japan 2+2 Foreign and Defence Ministers meeting is scheduled to be held in New Delhi on 20th August 2024. From the Indian side, this round will be attended by Honorable Raksha Mantri Shri Rajnath Singh and Honorable External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. From the Japanese side, Honorable Foreign Minister Ms. Yoko Kamikawa and Honorable Defence Minister of Japan Mr. Minoru Kihara will attend.
The Union Cabinet has given its approval to three new metro rail projects in the country. The projects include Phase 3 of Bangalore Metro with an estimated cost of 15,611 crore rupees, Thane Integral Ring Metro Rail Project with a cost of 12,200 crore rupees, and Pune Metro Phase 1 Project Extension towards south from Swargate to Katraj with a cost of around 3,000 crore rupees. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that at present Metro Rail is operational in 21 cities, whereas it was operational in only 5 cities 10 years back.
10 साल पहले मात्र 5 शहरों में अगर इंटरनेशनली हम कंपेयर करें तो आज विश्व में तीसरे स्थान पर ऑलरेडी हम आ गए हैं मेट्रो नेटवर्क की लेंथ में अगर देखें सबसे ज्यादा चाइना फिर यूएस उसके बाद में तीसरा भारत और बहुत जल्दी यूएस को भी ओवरटेक करके सेकंड लार्जेस्ट मेट्रो रेलवे नेटवर्क भारत का होगा बैंगलोर मेट्रो का फेज 3 सैंक्शन हुआ है 15,600 करोड़ रुपीज में.
The minister added that Metro Rail is an efficient alternate road transport, and with Phase 3 as an extension to the Metro Rail network, is expected to alleviate traffic congestion in the city. Giving details about Thane Integral Ring Metro Project Corridor in Maharashtra, which will be operational by 2029, Mr. Vaishnav added that the 29-kilometre corridor will run along the periphery or west side of Thane city with 22 stations. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs also gave its approval to the new civil enclaves at Bihta in Bihar and Bagdogra in West Bengal.
दो नए एयरपोर्ट्स का फैसला लिया गया कैबिनेट में. वेस्ट बंगाल में बागडोगरा और बिहार में बिहता. नॉर्थ ईस्ट की कनेक्टिविटी, वेस्ट बंगाल, नॉर्थ बिहार, इन सब की कनेक्टिविटी के लिए बागडोगरा बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. इसी तरह से बिहता जो कि पटना के पास में है, पटना एयरपोर्ट की डिमांड लगातार बढ़ रही है, इसलिए पटना में कैसे एक नया एयरपोर्ट बने, एक नया अच्छा सिविलियन एयरपोर्ट यहाँ पर बिहता में डेवलप होगा.
The assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held in three phases, beginning on the 18th of next month, while Haryana will go to the polls in a single phase on the 1st of October this year. The counting will take place on the 4th of October for both the 90-member assembly constituencies of J&K and Haryana. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has announced the poll schedule at a press conference in New Delhi. With the announcement of the elections, the Model Code of Conduct has come into effect. The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has called for a 24-hour nationwide strike today to protest against the rape and murder of a woman resident doctor at the West Bengal government-run R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. The IMA has called for withdrawal of non-emergency and OPD services today, beginning 6 a.m. The organization is demanding justice for the victim and a central law to protect healthcare workers. Following the call, more medics from public as well as private health facilities joined protests across the country. The IMA has also condemned the vandalism at the Kolkata hospital, where doctors have been protesting since August the 9th evening following the rape and murder of the woman medic. Meanwhile, Union Health Ministry has directed that the head of institution will be responsible for filing an institutional FIR within a maximum of 6 hours in case of violence against doctors. BJP's National Office Bearers Meeting will be held in New Delhi today. The meeting, to be chaired by Party President JP Nadda at BJP headquarters, is expected to discuss party's membership drive and organizational elections as well as preparedness for the upcoming assembly polls. Besides BJP national office bearers, the meeting will also be attended by party state presidents and general secretaries in charge of the party's organization in different states and other leaders. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Allahabad High Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh government to prepare a fresh selection list for the appointment of 69,000 assistant teachers in the state. The court has set aside the selection lists issued in June 2020 and January 2022, which included 6,800 candidates. A bench comprising Justice A.R. Masoodi and Justice Brijraj Singh issued the order while disposing of 90 special appeals filed by Mahindrapal and others challenging a single-judge order of March the 13th last year. The court directed that while preparing the new selection list, any adverse impact on the currently working assistant teachers should be mitigated by allowing them to complete the ongoing academic session. At least 20 coaches of the Sabarmati Express passenger train derailed in Kanpur district of Uttar Pradesh today. The incident occurred during the wee hours near Kanpur railway station, which is being investigated by IB and railway officials as the engine is said to have been hit by a sharp object. Fortunately, no casualties were reported, but the rail route has been disrupted. A train has been arranged for the passengers for their onward journey. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav is in his message on social media X said that the engine of Sabarmati Express hit an object placed on the track and derailed near Kanpur at 2:35 a.m. today. Sharp hit marks are observed. Evidence is protected. IB and UP police are also working on it. The passenger ferry service between India and Sri Lanka resumed yesterday. The services were launched earlier in October 2023 between Nagapattinam in India and Kankasanthurai near Jaffna in the northern province of Sri Lanka. The ferry Sivagangai, run by a private operator, Insri Ferry Services, completed its maiden journey between Nagapattinam and KKS in approximately 4 hours with around 50 passengers on board. The passengers were welcomed at the KKS port by the Consul General of India at Jaffna. This resumption of ferry service is a testament to the broader effort to enhance maritime connectivity between India and Sri Lanka. The largest ever contingent of 84 players will take part in the upcoming Paris Paralympic Games this year. The Paralympic Games will take place from the 28th of this month to the 8th of September 2024. 47 athletes are taking part in the Games for the first time. Addressing the send-off ceremony of the Indian contingent participating in the Paris Paralympic Games, Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said that there are 50 players in this team who benefited from the Target Olympic Podium Scheme. He said the government has provided every facility, such as training and coaching, to the players under this scheme. Mr. Mandaviya said that many of the players have emerged from the Khelo India Games.
आप में से कई प्लेयर खेलो इंडिया से निकले हैं तकरीबन 50 ऐसे प्लेयर हैं जो टॉप स्कीम के लाभार्थी रहे हैं आपको आपके जीवन में कोई इंटरनेशनल कंपटीशन में पार्टिसिपेट करना हो या बेस्ट कोच रखना हो या जो भी संसाधन की आपको आवश्यकता रही और टॉप्स के द्वारा आपको उपलब्ध कराने की कोशिश हुई है.
Our correspondent talked to some of the players who are taking part in the Paris Paralympic Games. They expressed confidence that they will perform well and win a medal for the country.
मेरा नाम अशोक मलिक है और मेरा गेम है पैरा पावर लिफ्टिंग. टॉप स्कीम से मैं 3-4 महीने से हूँ और जो कि मेरे को बहुत अच्छे से बेनिफिट मिल रहा है. टाइम टू टाइम मेरे को जो चीजें की रिक्वायरमेंट डाली थी मैंने वो टाइम टू टाइम मेरे को मिल रही है.
मैं कंचन लखानी इंटरनेशनल पैरा एथलीट और मैं जा रही हूँ पेरिस 2024 में पैरालंपिक्स में अपने डिस्कस थ्रो में. तो बताना चाहूंगी कि पैरालंपिक्स गेम की तैयारी कुछ दिनों की या महीनों की नहीं होती है, सालों की खिलाड़ी की मेहनत होती है. तो सालों की मेहनत और विपरीत परिस्थितियों से लड़कर हम आज पैरालंपिक के मुकाम तक पहुंचे हैं और बहुत प्राउड फील हो रहा है कि हम अपने कंट्री को रिप्रेजेंट करने जा रहे हैं.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long visit to Nellore in Andhra Pradesh today. He will arrive at Police Crown's helipad Nellore by helicopter this morning. From there, he will proceed to Akshar Vidyalaya by road, where he will tour Akshar Vidyalaya campus and Skill Development Centre. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast enhanced rainfall over eastern and central parts of the country for the next 6 days. The IMD said, under the influence of low-pressure area over northwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining West Bengal and its likely intensification, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till 22nd of this month. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. Stage set for polls in J&K, Haryana. Results on October 4 is the top headline in Hindustan Times. After 10 years, J&K to elect an assembly, CEC says, ballot is best answer to bullet, headlines the Indian Express. Bangladesh Chief Advisor Muhammad Yunus dials PM Modi, promises security of minorities in the country, reports the Tribune. The government has allayed fears of significant Mpox surge in India, reports the Times of India. There have been only 30 confirmed cases since 2022, but the centre is planning extra vigil, writes the paper. The 70th National Film Awards announced yesterday have been covered in the front pages of The Asian Age and The Hindu. Rishabh Shetty is the best actor for Kannada hit Kantara. Best Actress Award is shared by Nithya Menon for Tamil film Tiruchitrambalam and Manasi Parekh for Gujarati film Kutch Express. Malayalam film Autumn bags best film honour. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India to host third Voice of Global South Summit in virtual format today. Union Cabinet approves three metro rail projects for Bengaluru, Thane and Pune. Indian Medical Association calls for 24-hour nationwide strike today to protest against rape and murder of a resident doctor in Kolkata. Allahabad High Court asks Uttar Pradesh government to prepare a fresh list for appointment of 69,000 assistant teachers in the state. India-Sri Lanka ferry service resumes between Nagapattinam and Kankasanthurai near Jaffna. And India to send largest ever contingent of 84 players to Paris Paralympic Games beginning 28th of this month. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.